Hello, hello, hello. This is the Air Castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. Here we are again in the tower room of the Air Castle, waiting for Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy and Happy Duck, President Pip. Perhaps Boffo and the little gingerbread man will join us. And while we're waiting for them, we might sing a song about the little train, shall we? It goes like this. Come, little playmate, play with me the wonderful game of train. First, little playmate, you can be conductor from here to Maine. Second, playmate, the engineer. Third, the fireman strong. I'm the brakeman, never fear, we're sure to get along. Ding dong. All aboard, here we go. Ding dong. Hear the whistle blow. Salt Lake, Denver, Omaha, Chicago, Pittsburgh, then we draw into New York, then out again, and here we are, way up in the main, all aboard. There comes a little toy train. I wonder who's in it. Oh, we can see now. Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy are coming in on the little toy train. Oh, it's the cutest little toy train, all painted different colors. Every car is a different color. We thought you'd come in here some way today. Oh, my. We didn't know whether you were going to fly in a little airplane or in a train or what. Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy surprised us. Hello, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy. Oh, have you been riding all around Toyland in that little train of yours? Oh, you had a great time trying to get away. Is that so? Tell me all about it, will you, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy? Maybe you'd better let Bugler Murphy talk. I can understand him a little better. Clickety Clack has the funniest little rattling language. President Pip understands it very well. You see, President Pip used to be a telegraph operator in the land of Upside Down, and perhaps that's where he learned how to understand Clickety Clack's little dots and dashes. Oh, Clickety Clack, you are very fluent and very eloquent. You talk a little bit too fast for us. All right, Bugler Murphy, you tell us the sad story. Well, you see, it was like this, he said. Coming from Toyland, met some pirates. And what did they do? Oh, they put a toy cow on the track and stopped the train. You had to stop to keep from running over the toy cow. And what do you think of that? And then what did they do? When we stopped, they said, we're going to take the train. Oh, and then what happened? Clickety Clack scared the cow. And then? Clickety Clack scared the cow off of the track, and you started up the engine and just dashed right on through for what? A touchdown? You came home heroically. And here you are. Well, we think that was very exciting. We'll have to tell President Pip about that. By the way, Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy, I think President Pip expects us to come down to the observatory today. Well, hello, little gingerbread man. Where were you? Oh, little gingerbread man was in the caboose all the time, and we didn't see him. And so you were at the toy land with the rest of them. You hid in the caboose. You were afraid. Well, it's all over now, so we may as well get out. Come on, little gingerbread man. Come on, clickety clack. We're going down to the observatory and hear about the famous astronomer President Pip was telling us about. Come on, little gingerbread man. That's the way. Always dancing, always prancing. There we go. Come on, Bugler Murphy. We're going downstairs. Well, who is here? Just see who's here. Happy Duck. Wearing the little red hat, the little red ribbon, and the little red boots. Come on, we're going to see President Pip. Careful, clickety-clack. Clickety-clack is walking downstairs very carefully today because some days he slips and falls. President Pip always worries when he does that. There we are at the observatory door. Isn't it a beautiful door? Oh, just see it. You know, it's all silver with diamond-studded stars. And, we're almost afraid to touch the doorknob of it because it's gold-plated and it's so handsome. But President Pip, of course, says that it's to be used, so... Come right in, he said. Come on, Bugler Murphy and Clickety Clack, and Little Gingerbread Man, and Little Happy Duck.
Okay, that's me. Howdy-do. Come on up on the platform.
Oh, just see. My, what an enormous telescope, President Pip. What an enormous telescope. You want us to walk up there on the platform?
Come on up here with me.
Come on, clickety-clack. Come on, Bugler Murphy.
Now, don't fall off. It's a good thing there's a railing on these steps.
Oh, my, President Pip. You know, this observatory room is about 100 feet high, and in it is a tremendous telescope invented by an astronomer who lived here long years ago with new little devices added by President Pip.
Of some consequence and importance, I might add. Modestly?
Yes, President Pip. I think the machinery which turns it around is your invention, is it not?
Yes, it is. Well, here's the chart I was telling you about.
Oh, thank you, President Pip. How very interesting. Very old. Oh, I see. Yes. Well, it's a picture of the astronomer. And, it's awfully hard to read, but I can just about tell from the pictures on here what it means. Because I believe I've heard this story before, President Pip.
Well, why don't you tell us about it?
Well, you see, President Pip, this astronomer lived here many, many years ago. And he had a telescope. Not exactly this one, because he had a smaller one at first, which he had invented, and it had large lenses in it, larger than anyone had ever seen before. And he would spend hours looking through the eyepiece at the stars and planets and other worlds, trying to see them more distinctly so that he could understand them better. And what he wanted to know most of all was if there were life on these other worlds.
Well, goodness me, what did he find?
He looked very closely and thought at one time that he saw something moving on one of the other worlds, but he couldn't be sure. He thought again that perhaps it might only be mists gathering or clouds forming. And so, he felt very unhappy about it. He decided that he would try and get another lens, much larger. He set out for the nearest city and met there with some of the craftsmen who had been making lenses and other devices known to the world at that time, and asked them if they had a lens or could make a lens large enough for him to use in the new telescope which he was to build. They all shook their heads. So he went on from this city to another, meeting with the same poor fortune. And he went on still to another, and then another. And finally, when he came to the largest city of them all, he felt that if he could not find his lens here, he must give it up. And to his great sorrow, he found that no one there would try to make a lens for his telescope of that size.
I guess because when they started to make the real big ones, just about get them finished and they would break or something.
Yes, that's just it, President Pip. And oh, it would take months and months to make one. So he felt very downcast and went out into the woods and sat down upon a great stone. And there he sat with his knees, his elbows on his knees and his head in his hands. And he was a very sad sight to behold. When all of a sudden a wee little voice close to him said, "I know what you are thinking. And I know how to help you." The astronomer quickly turned and saw the funny little, tiny little man.
About like me?
Oh, no, President Pip. Much smaller, much smaller. Why, you're 3 feet high. And he was only about 8 inches high. The astronomer asked him what he could do. And the little man told him to go home and sit quite all alone in a room that had nothing in it save a chair, nothing to take his mind away from what he was thinking, and to think about the other worlds with all his might and main, and that he would learn, without even looking through a telescope, about them. The old astronomer didn't believe him at first, but finally he went home and tried it, and he discovered that his mind grew bigger and bigger until it was almost as large as the universe, and then he knew many things, so many things that he couldn't even write them on this parchment.
Goodness me.
Goodbye, children. Be good. And you'll be happy.